An old man paused on the path in the park where he was shuffling along. He fumbled in his pocket for a slip of paper and, tucking it into his stiff old fingers, searched for his spectacles. Failing to find them, he muttered in mild annoyance and drew out from a jacket pocket a small magnifying glass and peered closely at the bit of paper. His lips moved silently with the words, "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation." "Oh, so he has been, and so he is, and so he will be," said the old man. "Praise his name." "What are you talking about, Grandad?" said an impudent young voice by his side. He looked down. A young boy was grinning up at him. "You were talking to yourself. That's daft, that is." "No, lad," smiled the old man. "I was praising God. That's never daft." "But why?" asked the boy, not knowing quite why he asked, but intrigued by the old man's seriousness and attracted by his smile. "Do you want to know, lad? Well, I'll tell you as well as I can. But I must sit. I can't stand too well now unless I'm walking." He moved slowly to a nearby bench and sank gratefully onto it with a sigh. The boy approached hesitantly and stood. "I was reading, you see, the words on this bit of paper that I wrote down. You were using a glass. I saw you." "I was, lad. Forgot me specs. But I could make out the words, 'The Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation.' And that's true, lad. He has been, and he is, and he will be. That's why I was praising him." "But what does it mean?" asked the boy. "Ah, that's a good question, young'un. It means save. It means the Lord will save you when you ask him. Save you from all that's wrong and take you to be with him, like." He cleared his throat. "But see here, you read what's on this bit of paper. You can read, can't you?" "Course I can," said the boy indignantly. "Well, you read it then. Read it out loud so as we can both hear." The boy took the paper and slowly made out the old man's shaky handwriting. As he read, the old man nodded encouragement and agreement. "You will say in that day, 'I will give thanks to thee, O Lord, for though thou wast angry with me, the anger turned away and thou didst comfort me.' Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord God is my strength and my song and has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation, and you will say in that day, 'Give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the nations, proclaim that his name is exalted, sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be known in all the earth. Shout and sing for joy, O inhabitant of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel." When he had finished, the old man said, "That's from the Bible, lad, the book of Isaiah, chapter 12. You read it well. Had you read it before?" The boy shook his head. "I don't know what the Bible is," he said. But at the old man's look of surprise, he added, "But I've heard of it, I think." "Well, lad, that's from the Bible, and the Bible is the word of God, and God made the world and all of us, and he sent Jesus into the world to save us." "I've heard of Jesus," said the boy. "Good," said the old man. "Good. I'm glad you have, lad, because he's the hope of all of us. You find out about Jesus and you won't go far wrong." His face took on a faraway look again, and he began to rock himself to his feet. "No, you won't go wrong," the boy heard him say as he made off along the path once more. "You won't go wrong if you find Jesus, 'cause he's your salvation, just like he's mine and everybody's. Praise his name." "Mum," said the boy when he got home, "have we got a Bible?"
"Bible?" said his mother.
"Yes, Philip, I think so.
Whatever do you want?"
"Well, yes, of course we have. You've got your own. Your nan gave it to you." "Where? I want to look at it. I met an old man. He was talking about it."
"Where?
Now then, I think it's in that box of things under your bed. Have a look." Well, he went off to his room and pulled the box out and rummaged among its contents, and he found a book with the words Holy Bible on the front. "Perhaps this is it," he said to himself. He opened it at random and turned a few pages. It didn't look very interesting, and yet the old man had been so serious. He found the contents page at the beginning and ran his finger down until he came to the word Isaiah. "Page 683, he said. "That's a right lot of pages." He found chapter 12 and read it again, wondering why the old man had gone on about salvation. What was salvation, anyhow? Something about God saving you? He looked at some other bits further on, and to his surprise, he found his own name. Well, sort of. It was a bit called the Letter of Paul to the Philippians. "Well, I'm a Philippian," he said to himself, "because my name's Philip, so this letter is to me. I wonder what it says." You couldn't really say he read it all, but he did read some of it, and one of the bits he liked was this. It was on page 1181, he noted with great satisfaction. "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I will say, rejoice. Let all men know your forbearance. The Lord is at hand. Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." "I wonder," said Philip to himself. "I wonder if that's what the old man meant about God saving you. You pray to God, or Jesus, perhaps, and he sorts things out so you can feel peace and rejoice." He thought of the old man and of these words, his back against his bed there in his room, and the clock ticking on the top of the cupboard.